Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven half the hour now. I am very excited to introduce you to Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off today because they were huffing and puffing and blew her house down, apparently.
Yeah.
Or close to it, anyway.
They had 100-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, yeah.
That were registered in the Santa Ana winds. It was nuts.
You go
she
over
was
the hill.
This last night, and she said, we were joking because... You know, you always like to make fun of her neighborhood. And so a mattress apparently had been blown around her neighborhood and landed. Was it filled? Was it on her front porch or something? Like a mattress blown up against her house.
That
and I
neighborhood.
Said, oh, boy, don't let Doug know that because he'll just
it's, well, it's off the, there's a main street that runs through Sunland, which the 210 exit into her neck of the woods, if you will, looks like a lot of other neighborhoods that are on that side of the hill. And so when you go up the street and then there are a couple of side streets and you go down the side streets, it gets pretty seedy. Well, this is her grandmother's house that she lives in. And, she bought it from them when they were moving to wherever they moved to. And so it meant something to her. And it's a nice little house. It's very cute. Very well done. As you can imagine, Jennifer is manicured to a T. And so the house is exactly the same inside and outside. It's, you know, there used to be, the first time I ever went there was an old car station wagon just sitting in the field because she has a couple of lots with the house. And so I've always teased her about that. But some of the houses you go up and down the street, oof, you think you're in Appalachia. It really is not a great neighborhood. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the weather. The weather just, but the, because things are cared for less there, it's bad enough the city of Los Angeles and the Los Angeles County authorities are as bad as they are at taking care of them. I mean, the whole business about what happened with the fires is just, and what we're seeing now in California, it's endemic of how what the mentality is of the people who work there, who live there, and let these people get away with it. You know, there's that sort of laissez-faire, hey, man, this is California. Well, you can't live like that anymore. It just doesn't work. And in California, where there have been so many people that used to move in, now they're moving out. They're going to have one hell of a problem there with the tax base that is weakening as it is. Somebody's going to have to stand up to the continuing spending, the increase in taxes. In Santa Monica, the real estate taxes went up 6% this year. What? Are you nuts? Where do you think people are going to come up with this money, no matter how much money they have? At some point in time, the party's over. And the party is over. So, anyway, speaking of taxes, ladies, the COVID situation last year, didn't they push it was pushed from April to July, wasn't it, last year? And
yes.
So we were just talking off the air.
July 15th, yeah.
Whether we'd have the same deadline deferment, and it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. So April 15th is coming. I was with my tax accountant last night trying to figure out, you know, where to go, what to do, how to... figure the PPP stuff and small business loans, all that kind of stuff. And then how, you know, do we fit that all in? The IRS has closed down. Listen to this. They have closed down the electronic filing. Let's say you got all your stuff or you're doing the short form or whatever it is, and you're all done and you want to send it in electronically. Nope. It had been, I guess last year it got shut down until the end of January. They shut it down, I think, until February 17th. So how is this? You've got to wonder how these people are even, when you hear some of the stories coming out of the IRS, how they even run the place. It kind of reminds, the same people must be in charge of the IRS as they're in charge of elections, because it's that incompetent. It's that kind of foolish stuff. So some of the things that people have been thinking, okay, I've been working at home. That's great. I can deduct the cost of my home office. So why can't you do that? Because most of us have home offices and most of us deduct
for
the office.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you are employed, if you're a full-time employee yeah. of a company where you yeah. normally go to, the office but you uh-huh. but you've been at home, that doesn't count as a home office. But if you're self-employed and you've always had a home office, you can continue to count that as your
home
office.
So how is that? Who makes these rules up? How is that fair?
I don't know.
That's not fair. If you're working from home and you don't have any choice, then you should be able to deduct the cost of your home office, period, end of story. God, these people.
Well, I see it both ways. I mean, in my case, my husband normally commutes into Manhattan. It's an hour and a half commute each way. March 13th was the last day that he was in the city commuting, and then everything shut down. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, you know, he won't be back in the office until probably, you know, maybe late summer. We're not sure. But the fact that he hasn't been commuting, he's actually saved in a year, he's saved about $7,000. So by not commuting. And so I think when you look at that, he wouldn't get a deduction of $7,000. So I think you have to kind of weigh, you know, what your situation is.
Do you think those people are smart enough to think that through?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think you're giving him way too much credit.
We have a really good CPA, and he's conservative, which I like, and so we just, you know, I don't like anybody who plays fast and loose with the IRS, so.
No, you don't want to have, that's the one thing that I've always done. I always report every single penny that ever comes through the bank. Everything.
It's not worth it to try to scam it, you know, you're going to get caught, everybody knows.
If you understand how the system works and what the legitimate deductions are, then you take them all. Mm-hmm. I have my tax returns the size of a telephone book every year because of all the various things that I'm involved in, and you just keep good records and you make sure that there's a good story to each of whatever explaining the deductions. So if you explain them before anybody asks questions, then they're not going to ask you any questions. You know, and that's
for
people.
Right, but to answer your question about why you can't declare your home office, that actually, I just skimmed over this. So that was passed by the Trump administration in 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and that suspended your ability to deduct any job-related expenses, like a home office, from 2018 until 2025. So maybe that will be changed.
Yeah, I bet you they will.
I don't understand the incentive for doing that to people, but, you know.
If you make less than $72,000 a year, you can use the IRS free file option, which is 1099 something or other, right? Isn't it? It's like a postcard, if I'm not mistaken. You don't have any deductions, that kind of stuff.
It's a pretty standard form, and that's free. And remember last year and the year before when people got bamboozled into paying for the upgrade service from TurboTax or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
That's been wiped out now, so if anyone is forcing you or pushing you into paying for a premium software, you don't need to do that.
Kiss him goodbye.
Your stuff is under, don't get sucked into that.
Yeah. Now, one of the ways they're going to try to convince you to file online this year, but they're shooting themselves and us in the foot because you can't do it until sometime in February.
Well, January 28th, if you're going to file online through the IRS, that goes live on January 28th.
Nope, not now. It's changed.
I just read it last night. It's 28th.
I'm telling you, my accountant who's looking at the stuff, they told her yesterday the IRS electric window wouldn't be open until February, I think, 17th or something like that.
I would say go onto the IRS site and see what it says there.
Yeah, try it and see. And then if you do it, then you get your refund in like 21 days.
Right.
So that if you need the dough, and who doesn't at this point, help yourself.
Yep. Well, and the horrible thing, too, that we found at the end of last year, and I still don't understand this, but there are the $600 stimulus payments. They didn't go to a lot of people because you have to file your taxes first.
Yep.
And then you get your $600 stimulus. Yep. So it's a mess.
Well, apparently my tax person said that you'll just be able to deduct it from your tax liability. Excuse me. And if you don't have one, then I think you're in trouble. That's the way she explained it to me.
How is that helpful? People want the cash.
Thank you. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Come on. And yet we're paying all this money for these people to do this stuff. Basically, it's like crash and burn pretty much everything that you think about, the corruption, the fraud, it's abusive. And we still kind of, you know, I didn't get onto this push last year as much as I usually do, but I'm on it now because I've seen how much money is just, I mean, you look at that farm program and the way that money was frittered away, it is a crime what happened to many of the small farmers. We'll talk about that, by the way, this week on the American Family Farmer Show. You want to tune into that. It's DougSteffen.com/American Family Farmer Show. It's 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now, 18 after on the DJV program. Don't forget our daily download, DougSteffen.com/DJV show. Latest episode, talking about the inauguration, obviously. Steve Martin goes to town talking about his vaccination. We had that story and the new Virgin rocket, how it's getting launched. We talked about the new Airbus plane and how wonderful it looks inside. Dr. Jack Stockwell warned us about some things with regard to what we're eating and how we're eating it. You should listen to that, if for no other reason, to get Jack's information. And then we had a fellow named Josh Malone, who's a patent expert, talk about the nuance of all of that. So that's part of our day. Everything is different every single day. DougSteffen.com/DJV show, or wherever you get your podcasts. Cool stuff. We were talking about how the complaints against Twitter have gone down since the end of Trump. I thought it was interesting. Alec Baldwin has quit Twitter because of what happened on his to his wife on her Twitter account, the controversy. Wasn't it? We were talking about Hilaria not being who she said she was and all of that.
Black. Right? Oh, yeah. Hilaria from Spain is just a white girl from Boston. That's yeah.
Poor Hillary.
Yeah, oh, right. Poor Hillary.
And that's her real name, by the way. It's
Hillary.
Hillary. It's not Hilaria.
Right.
excuse me, my name is Hilaria.
Yeah.
And I'm from Excuse
She also corrected people on how to say her name properly. Oh, it's not Hilaria. It's Idaia. Like, she literally would correct people.
How many followers did Alec Baldwin have? Must have a lot of followers, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact number, but, I mean, over a million.
Well, he used to get off on jumping on people on Twitter, too.
That's exactly the irony of it, too, is that he's gone after a lot of people. And, you know, and he admitted, he said, look, I've put a lot of stuff out there, too. But now he says it's just too much for him to handle.
Right. How much did he know about this with his wife? I mean, did he know all the background?
That's the million-dollar question. Yeah.
Yep. Did he find out after the fact?
I don't know.
Fake it till you make it. It's 21 at the hour on the daily DJV program.
I- I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Hello. Doug, boom, said he did, Doug. Every once in a while, my voice goes, boom, boom, like somebody is pinching me. I'm not that lucky. All right, so here we go. Jennifer is out today because the winds are blowing 80 miles an hour. The Santa Ana winds over the hill, knocking power out all over Southern California. So she's gone, so. So we got Victoria on duty as usual. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is paying attention to social media. A lot of buzz on a lot of things, including, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. We'll follow that right after this.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Twenty-four at the hour now on the DJV program with Victoria and Jay. Jay is in charge of the social media. So what's the scoop? The Arnaz family, actually the real daughter of Lucy and Desi, has been asked and has responded to the casting of Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem playing her parents. What's she saying?
Yeah, so she's a part of it, and she's backing the casting. She's saying that this film is not going to be about Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. It's about her real-life parents. So that kind of tells us it's probably going to be a little bit more dramatic and maybe Nicole Kidman.
You mean about the real lives that Lucille and Desi lived, not what they did, like, on television?
Yeah, she's like, this is a story about my actual parents, my actual mom, my actual dad. And so,
they're one and the same. I mean, they're both.
Yeah, Deborah Messing is campaigning that she should get it, but Lucy Arnaz is even like, no, I stand behind this. It's Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem.
All right.
But it definitely spurs the question of, if a movie was made about your life, who would you have to play you? Who would you want to cast to play you?
Victoria?
Oh,
who's
I
playing
know.
You? Oh, come on.
Oh,
I think about it.
Like I've ever thought about that.
How have you not thought about it?
I know, right? If, what's his name, Ted Knight was still alive, he would play you, Doug, for sure.
You know, people have said that before. Yeah, that'd be...
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that's a given. Okay. Every time we see him in any old movie, Lewis always looks at me, he's like, that's Doug, Doug. That's completely yeah. Doug. I don't know, Jay. I'd have to really think about it. I don't know. Jay, who would play you?
Mandy Moore.
Oh, that's good casting. Okay.
Mandy Moore's a country singer, is she not? Isn't she a country
singer? She started
out
as a pop singer, kind of like the bubblegum pop sing. I've been seeing Mandy since Candy, but she's also an actress.
She's on This Is Us, Doug. She's
Which one is she?
She's the white
girl.
The
mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. She's, say again, Jay, who she's... Play?
She plays Rebecca Pearson, the mother character on This Is Us.
Oh. All right. I don't watch that show. I've seen it a couple of times. I'll have to do a little IDBM or whatever it is. IMDB. That too. All right. So yesterday, go ahead. What do we have on Popcorn Day?
Oh, on Popcorn Day, it is, let's see, we had some fun facts. And we also kind of posed the question of, do you like flavored popcorn? How many people like actual flavored popcorn versus the OG buttered popcorn? And buttered popcorn still reigns supreme.
Really?
Buttered popcorn, throw a little bit of salt on it. Pretty much.
You know how bad that stuff is for you, though. That's
the
not really butter.
Salt.
Popcorn?
No, the butter that you has not butter. It's some kind
of
greasy.
Oil.
Yeah, but it's not
so
good.
Wait. So when you go to the movie theater, you don't put anything on your popcorn?
I do, but it's not good for me. I think about it as I eat it and like the taste of it. I know that it's not good for me. And so, you know, that's the reality is you give up, a lot of times, you give up a lot for taste. People prefer, they think about the taste of something over whether it's good for them or not. Do I like the taste? If it's good for you and it tastes good, wow, then it's a success. But if it doesn't, if it's good for you and it tastes lousy, see you later. 28 and change after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is dreaming common in dogs? You know, just like people, dogs do dream. Dogs, however, tend to dream with more action and for shorter times than most people. Many dogs will move their whiskers and their lips and make licking and chewing motions as they are actually dreaming. They may paddle their feet almost like they're running. Their eyelids may also twitch, and you may see their eyes moving back and forth rapidly under their eyelids. Some dogs will actually vocalize, making little yips or howls. Some people have seen these behaviors when their dog was dreaming and thought that it was a form of a seizure. If a dog is dreaming, he can be easily awakened by calling his name or patting him on the shoulder. I often wonder what they're dreaming about. Sometimes I see smiles on their faces, and their feet are going, and their eyes are moving. It's kind of like they're chasing that rabbit or rolling around in their own field of dreams. Dogs do dream, and if they've had positive experiences, I have to assume they have positive dreams. But sometimes dogs will have nightmares. Then it's up to the guardian to be really, really gentle. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's now official. The general election cycle of 2020 is complete. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people. Uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
As Biden was calling for unity, police declared an unlawful assembly Wednesday night in Portland, Oregon, after about 150 rioters caused damage to the ICE building and the Democrat headquarters, smashing windows and vandalizing structures. Antifa's message was clear: we don't want Biden, we want revenge. 8 adults were arrested. President Trump received a warm greeting from supporters in South Florida on Wednesday morning as he made his way through Mar-a-Lago Resort after leaving the White House. His limousine made a slow roll through the streets as he waved to supporters. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
President Biden, just after being sworn in as number 46.
Vice President Harris. Speaker Pelosi. Leader Schumer. Leader McConnell. Vice President Pence. My distinguished guests, my fellow Americans. This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope. Of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Now
34 after the hour on today's DJV program, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. We have missed Jennifer because there's a lot of huffing and puffing from Mother Nature going on in her neck of the woods on the other, as I lovingly refer to it, on the other side of the hill in Los Angeles County. There's the side that's sort of the beach side, the west side, and then you go over the hill and down into the pass, and there's all the rest of it. It's all spread out in the valley, and it's really windy there. 100 mile, what'd you say, Victoria? 100 mile an hour gusts were blowing around, nothing.
Yep, that's what got clocked, yeah.
Bingo. It's encouraging to hear and hope that what these two are saying will work. In fact, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer were talking with each other, not at each other, and they've said they're going to work together. One of the things that McConnell said was he was talking about the mob, and he really has thrown Trump under the bus pretty much. Maybe he reads the tea leaves, whatever is going on. But he and Schumer said that they would usher in the new Washington by working together. You know, they're 50-50, so they got to kind of work together anyway, whether that's an acknowledgement of the reality of the situation. McConnell said, quote, our marching orders from the people are clear. We are here to have a robust discussion and to seek common ground. Where the hell has he been for the
I know.
For the past 4 years? But anyway, it's like politics. And if it happens, good, because that was yesterday and today is today. The now, the here and now, the rest of it, I don't want to talk about Trump anymore and what a bad guy or a good guy he was. It's all over. It's done. Finished. Time to move on, and the people that are still taking shots at him are wasting your time and my time. I choose to ignore all of the things that are being said about or around him. It shows the irrelevancy of places like CNN that seem to want to continue to bash and talk about stuff that happened. Who gives a damn? Time to move on. Nothing's going to change from rehashing the past. So, all right, so moving into the masking and guidance from the feds. Have you noticed how that's changed in the past couple of days, ladies, with the more contagious virus strain that seems to be making its way around the country and certainly making its way around the world? But remember, don't be fooled and don't be scared. The taking precautions is an important thing to do, like wear a mask, distancing, all that stuff. Yep, makes good sense. But what you are getting from the news media is, oh my God, 4,000 people died yesterday. But four times as many people have the virus. So percentage-wise, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus has pointed out here several times on the program, the percentages of people who have the COVID, the percentage of those who are dying, the numbers are going way down. So it's you're not looking at the right numbers. Yeah, it's tragic. 400,000 people have died in this country, and what, 4 million around the world have died from this, or so the stats seem to indicate. But just because this is a more contagious strain of the virus, that doesn't mean that you're going to die from it. And that's really what has been predicated by all of this stuff. Oh my God, I'm going to get it. I'm going to die. No, you're not going to die if you've got a healthy immune system. If you're weak and compromised, you've got a problem, but it's not as severe, and you're not at as much risk, even if you do have diabetes, you're overweight, you've got lung problems or other problems. This is a much less virulent form, and that's what these things do. If you look at the history of any of these things in our lifetime, or go back even, you know, what doctors are saying now is that the corona has been around. It basically, you know, the plague or whatever they called it in 1918 was basically the same stuff. It comes up, it goes down, it's, you know, and so, you know, I wish it was something that we could burn. You know, the stuff when there are some places where, you know, there are germs and that sort of thing or really bad things happening, and you just burn it and that gets rid of it. But here you can't really do that. Your body has to figure out how to deal with it. And thus the question comes today. I think maybe, Jay, it would be interesting to ask this question of people on social media about whether they were taken back. I don't know what the right phraseology is, but there was a lot of misinformation earlier this week about what was going on in Norway. It turns out that what the news media originally said was not true at all about there being a problem there. And the other question is, you know, in terms of, was it California, one of the western states where there seem to have been people that were having bad reactions to the Moderna. What's the bottom line? It was like 35, 36 people in a day had a bad reaction to it. Has that been clarified, or they put Moderna on the shelf there? What
they shelved it in California because they had a bad batch. It was 500,000 doses or something like that, which is what Jen reported on our show here. And her, you know, fiance is connected through Kaiser, the health system out there. So she's got a pretty reliable source. But I don't think it's because of reactions. I think it was there was something in the batch. Maybe it wasn't handled properly or something.
I heard it wasn't refrigerated properly.
That's what I would guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would guess, too. So it's not that the see, that's, again, let's get to the nuance. You know, you always say, and you chastise me correctly, Victoria, from time to time when it comes to not telling the whole story. But, and I'm guilty of that sometimes, the same as people who take stuff out of context, a quote, and they make it seem like somebody said something that they didn't really say. And so there's a danger with that. And I think sometimes that's here what the problem is, isn't the virus, but it's the way, I'm sorry, isn't the vaccine, but it's the way it's being handled by people who are not paying attention. Once again, here it is, California, always the problem, always the cause of stuff. And so under the circumstances, I think that it's important that we get the whole story, the rest of the story, if you will. And so, anyhow. doesn't it sometimes feels like we ought to just take a deep breath from all of this stuff? What in the world is our life? What would our lives be like if it weren't for most of this stuff? You ever think about that? What would, if we didn't have the virus, we didn't have all the uproar about Trump, what would our lives be like? You ever think about it that way? No.
No, that's because true. I think people, it's true, yeah. I mean, now we can sort of look back on it. But I think in sort of what people were dealing with, in what was right in front of them, caused so much upheaval in so many people's lives that yeah. I don't know that anyone had the mental bandwidth to think philosophically, what would happen if there was no COVID? I think people are just mm-hmm. trying to get through the day. You yeah. know, I mean, this is, we're lucky here that, you know, the lights are still on and the shop is still running, but, like, you know, yeah. a lot of people have just been, their lives and businesses may never be the same again.
Yep, that's for damn sure. A lot of people I know, small business people, that's what I was saying,
friends
what I did about
small businesses.
Taxes and stuff. Yep, exactly. Yep. I thought it was interesting that after all of this, the Iranians figure they're getting back at Trump by saying he's prohibited from coming to our country.
Like that's on his hit list.
Like, right, exactly. I'm going, please. As soon as I get out of the office, I'm going right to Iran.
Right,
the Iranians
exactly. A new golf course. I don't think so.
Exactly. The NRA has filed for bankruptcy. This is interesting. They want to reincorporate in Texas. They are in New York now, but the attorney general there has pursued a lawsuit seeking to dissolve this outfit because of their financial improprieties. They filed for Chapter 11 because Wayne LaPierre has been ripping them off and some of his cronies for a long, long time. I had a gut feeling.
They can go
I'd
to Texas
about him.
If they can move to Texas if they want, but the crimes were committed in New York and they're still going to be on the hook for it. I don't know why Texas. There must be some sort of a tax reason for it, right? Something must be more favorable.
LaPierre and his cronies spent $60 million. On luxury vacations, mm-hmm. paying off former employees to buy their silence over sexual problems, private jets. This guy was a scumbucket. I'm an NRA member and have been since I was like 18, but I never liked him. I remember having conversations with Ollie North on the air and off the air about that. And, he got in there and he saw what was going on. And so the powers that be threw him out. He was on to this, what was going on with LaPierre and some of these others. Anyway, so they've gone, him and his cronies, LaPierre and his cronies, been getting away with this for years. All you people who are paying dues to belong to the NRA, you ought to
Here's
be pretty
upset.
Here's
where your dues went.
I mean, exactly. Yep, that's exactly where they went. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's something that I would like you to give some thought to. What are you doing if there, we haven't had a lot of snow here in the Northeast or in the northern climes. But if you are trying to be, I mean, it's only January. It's early in January, February and March. Sometimes snows early in April. How are you doing with having something around that's handy and will work all the time to keep the snow away from your steps, from your walks, from your driveway? There's a new Works 40-volt, 20-inch snowblower that eliminates the need for any kind of connection because it's battery-powered. No cord, no gas, no oil, no tune-ups, none of that stuff. A brushless motor. Now, maybe somebody, my pal Sneaker, who works with me on the farm, is an expert in all of this sort of thing, in rebuilding generators and rebuilding alternators and things. And so those of you who don't know what brushless technology is, the electric motors don't have brushes in them. Some of the older motors, generators, that kind of stuff, all are run by brushes, and sometimes they get dirty and they stop. So the thing that they're touting by the Works folks is that this is a brushless motor that powers the snowblower. 20 feet out. So if you're out in the night, not a problem, because this snowblower has two huge LED lights to illuminate the path. A single-stage machine folding handle, built-in carrying handle. It's fabulous. Available now at Works.com, W-O-R-X.com. It's $399 bucks, so you ought to check it all out. Don't we have something posted about this on our Facebook page? I think we do.
Yeah, it's up there. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at DJ V Show.
You don't have to worry about that because you're in Nashville. It doesn't snow there. Does it ever snow in Nashville?
It's a light
snow every once in a while. Yeah.
The threat of snow is enough to shut down all the schools. That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Silly stuff. 45 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it. With convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Forty-seven after the hour from the gossip department, Ben Affleck, as we report. I don't like to say reporter. We're not reporters here. We were talking about him and his girlfriend getting the boot. Apparently, he had. How do you do this? He had a life-size cardboard likeness of her in his house.
There was. It was probably from a promo of a from a movie or something that she did, or maybe he had it made for her as kind of a joke. But yeah, it was his
garbage.
His landscaper or somebody was photographed putting it in the trash at the curb. I mean, it looked funny. The
I
image
guess that's the end
funny.
Of that romance.
It's very symbolic.
Yeah, very symbolic. Speaking of symbolism, we've been talking a lot about getting into the tax season. And I thought you might be interested in what, in the past, wealth taxes have created. Most of the businesses in our country, 67% of all of the people on the Forbes 400 list are entrepreneurs who started with nothing and made something. And they keep their companies public. I'm sorry, keep their companies from going public because there are certain tax implications, and if you go public, unless it's lots and lots of money, you can lose a lot of it because of the way the tax system works. And I think that's awful. The kind of confiscatory things, we should be encouraging people through taxes to bring businesses back to America from China, to build new businesses, all that stuff. We really don't have the right spin on that stuff, I don't think at all. Let's hope that will change. And the attitude toward people who have money will change. 10 before the hour here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One of the great things about having Uri Geller with me on the radio is the sense of positive energy that he presents. You know, a lot of people talk about positive energy. He is always in be positive, think positive, or positively, which is the correct way. It's an adverb, so use it as a modifier. But Uri is the living example of somebody who does that, and therefore his life has all kinds of fabulous anecdotal ways, when you look at it, of demonstrating this positive energy. So I just tip my hat. We're talking a lot this week about energy, what the new year brings, that sort of thing. You made some predictions. We started talking about some of your predictions that were printed in the Inquirer, and then somebody said to me, what is the Inquirer? Come on. Who believes that stuff? Well, I think it's the most popular, isn't it? Still the most popular newspaper in the world, Uri? More people read the National...
Hey, Doug, let me tell you something about the National Inquirer. First of all, strangely enough, me and my feats and my demonstrations worldwide, whether you believe in them or not, always grab the attention of serious papers and papers, say, like the National Enquirer. Believe it or not, I know a few editors inside the National Enquirer, and they do a pretty good job in research. Mm-hmm. They have to, because millions of people read the National Enquirer. My romance with the National Enquirer goes back, almost 40 years, maybe more?
Right.
Let me tell you a little story that nobody knows, and you will love it. In my museum, I have a wall that will display a few items that Elvis Presley gave me. Now, there is a National Enquirer cover story, where on the cover you see a picture of Elvis Presley lying in his coffin, okay?
Yeah.
And this, because of this picture that was probably taken secretly before people entered to say the last goodbye to Elvis, that National Enquirer has broken all records of all other National Enquirer sales. And under the highest, greatest synchronized story, in the same issue, there was a story about me and my mother, totally unrelated to Elvis Presley. Now, here is the scoop. I know the hairstylist of Elvis, whose name is Larry Geller.
Larry Geller, why do I know that name? Who is Larry Geller? Obviously, there's a namesake connection there.
So Larry Geller was Elvis Presley's hairstylist, and he has absolutely no relations to me. But Larry Geller told me that while he was standing next to Elvis's coffin, before the doors opened for people to come and say the last goodbye, he noticed that Elvis's hairline, which was always pitch black,
right,
had little, it was showing white hair. And he didn't want the people to see that, so he asked the policewoman who was standing next to the coffin to give her Rimmel, you know, the mascara she colors her eyelashes with, to give it to him, and he colored Elvis's hairline, just covered the white hair. Larry Geller was the last person on this planet to have touched Elvis the last time. Isn't that an amazing story? And I have that National Enquirer in my museum.
So that's one of the things. You not only have the focus on you in your museum, but a lot of the other people who have touched your life, your life, and you've touched them in different lives. There have to be hundreds and hundreds. That's why I keep saying all the time, I can hardly wait to get to the museum when it opens there in Tel Aviv, once travel becomes easy again. But there's so many different. How many exhibits do you have set up there now? You got to count?
I would say about 80 or 90 exhibits, and you're wrong about, it's not about me, the museum. It's about items that I have received from people like David Bowie, John Lennon, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Salvador Dali, Andy Warhol. I mean, the list goes, even Gaddafi. I have a big airplane model, huge, 2 meters, weighs about 50 kilos. He gave it to me as a gift, and next week I will reveal to you why Muammar Gaddafi has given me such a present.
We'll look forward to that in our next visit. Uri Geller, here. Check out his museum and what goes on with him at urigeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.